Rainier Avenue in Seattle's South End has a notorious problem with aggressive speeding drivers. Some residents say they've known about it for years and their complaints about it to the city have gone unanswered. But new collision and injury data from Seattle's Department of Transportation shows those residents were right. KUOW's Jamala Henderson reports.
On August 28th, Phyllis Porter was walking down Rainier Avenue to have lunch at the Grecian Deli, and she walked in.
I looked at the menu, I saw three people, and I'm like, I don't want to eat here today. I just had Greek food a few days ago. I walked out, walked to the curb, and as soon as I stepped on the curb, all I could see was an SUV coming at me.
Seconds later, that SUV crashed head-on into Carol Cobb Hair Salon and the deli.
And I screamed, I jumped to the left.
Debris flew everywhere. Those three people she'd just seen were pinned to a wall. Seven people were injured, including children. Porter isn't your typical street pedestrian. She works as an advocate for street safety and safe biking in the community. The accident that nearly took her out is the kind of thing she tries to fix.
And it's really hard because I work in this area, and so now I'm at the point that I really don't want to walk down Rainier Avenue.
Porter was at an SDOT community meeting that revealed new statistics about collisions in the area. And the data made one thing clear. There's a lot of speeding going on through South Seattle. Dong-Ho Chang is the city's traffic engineer.
I think that is the number one thing that the community had concern about. Reducing the driver behavior so that speeding can be controlled, that's what we're really focusing on.
The data showed more than 1,000 people a day drive 10 or more miles over the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. But Chang says the biggest issue is collisions. More than 1,200 on Rainier Avenue between Seward Park Avenue and Columbia City in the last 3 years.
And if you look at the similar corridor like Lake City Way, it has much more volumes but significantly less collisions. That tells us that, you know, this roadway needs some attention.
Residents have a lot of safety ideas for SDOT. They include improved signal timing, better police enforcement, and adding traffic cameras along the corridor. City officials say they expect to put solutions in place by spring of next year. As for Phyllis Porter, those changes can't happen soon enough.
The things that are happening in Rainier Valley, Columbia City, Hillman City, these things are unacceptable. And something needs to be done now.
Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.
SDOT is holding another community feedback session on the Rainier Traffic Safety Project tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 at the Ethiopian Community Center on Rainier Avenue.